5 days into the exhibition of the biometric voters register by the Electoral Commission, a number of problems have emerged, which, if not checked quickly rectified, will adversely affect the December 2012 elections. On our current affairs program focus today, panelists mentioned some of these anomalies, but the Electoral Commission says it is on top of the situation. The Director for Elections and Research of the NPP, Martin Ajay-Mensah-Kosa, took exception to the failure of the EC to provide certain vital documents to the political parties to play their role in the exercise.
At the last IPAC meeting, where we met the chairman of the commission, the agreement was that we're going to have, in the current system, we have 23,254 police stations. The Electoral Commission, by trying to ease up the numbers on election day, is creating an additional 3,000. So we're expecting to have 26,254 polling stations, where there would be simultaneous checking of names during this exhibition. It has turned out not to be the case. Political parties were to be given copies of this register so that you can go through the list and make identification as to people's eligibility, whether they are not Ghanaians or whether they are minors. As we speak, the Electoral Commission has failed to give any political party copies of this register. What it means is that until people turn up at the center to come and check, you cannot identify or object if you have to do. And that is a major blot on the exercise. La Dadikotopon, a particular polling station, Kojo Prempe, at the end of the 40-day exercise, the Electoral Commission recorded 1,164, as in their daily printouts during the political party. The NPP also recorded same. Today, during the exhibition, only 470 have appeared at the register, within the provision register. The parliamentary candidate, Oscar Glover, for NPP's name, is missing from the register. 1,600, only 470. If you go to Achumaponua, and it happened the same in Achumaponua, a number of places.
For his part, the Deputy Director of Communications of the PPP, Sami Ampa, expressed some reservation about the SMS facility for checking one's personal details.
We should not readily depend so much on this technology, because it might fail us. It could be that your name is there. What we will advise the Electoral Commission basically is that they should be sure and not really discourage people out there to maybe lose track in the whole exercise. Because if 1, 2, 3 people should check using the text message device and do not get the appropriate response, it will discourage people.
A journalist with GBC Radio News, George Ankra, commented on reports about the omission of particulars of a number of people from the register and called for immediate correction.
I've received several calls from people who I started interviewing since yesterday, just after the first day. The first one came from Abona Dunkwao in the central region. The person was that they went to do their verification and the officers were refusing to allow them to check for those relatives who were on admission and those relatives who were invalid or the aged who could not walk to go and check. Besides that, some people fell foul of the law and they were imprisoned. They also gave their cards to their relatives to go and check, and the Electoral Commission officers or the division officers were refusing to allow them to check. I called the chairman of the commission, Kojo Afarijan himself, and he responded. He said it is a matter of policy that all electoral or exhibition officers should allow anybody with the cheat or the card to cross-check the names, because what you are doing is not for you to change any particular. My worry as of now is whether the EC is going to extend time. If even is going to extend time, how are they going to recapture all these thousands and more names that are not captured? When are they going to be captured? When are they going to show them on the kind of police stations that they are going to do?
This was how the Principal Public Relations Officer of the EC, Mrs. Silviano, responded to the issues raised. She spoke on telephone.
The essence of the exhibition is to correct anomalies and make sure that everything is correct, and so that we make the register as clean as possible. So if you went to the center and your name had been misspelled, the only thing you could have done, definitely the official there would take care of that and make sure that it is rectified, so that in the register you get your correct name. Now, we have what we call minor corrections and then major corrections. With a minor one, you have a problem with your A, your name being misspelled, and stuff like that, clerical error. You have, with a major corrections, you have things like pictures being swapped or male giving to female. You need to check your identity. Maybe you say that, oh, you have registered, your name is not there. We check and then. These are things that we need to cross-check. So the exhibition is twofold. We have what we are doing at the exhibition center, and then we'll follow up later at the district office so that if there is a major change, you'll be given a form to fill. Then you proceed to the district office after the exhibition is over. With the exceptions list, it comprises those who registered outside of the normal registration period during the registration exercise. And then you make a claim and you need to substantiate your claim. And then apart from that, you have double or multiple registration lists. Those who have done double or multiple registration, it's been established that they did it on purpose. It wasn't like they went to the centers and there was an anomaly, and in the bid to correct that anomaly, so it appeared that they have done double or multiple registration. These are clear cases of double or multiple registration.
Those were views by panelists on our current affairs program Focus, which discussed the biometric voters exhibition and other related